We're speaking with John Darling now. He's an incumbent and candidate for Sandpoint City Council. John, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Well, I start out the same way we're starting with all the candidates. Tell us about yourself. A lot of people know you, but introduce yourself to those who may not. Tell a bit about your background, how long you've been in Sandpoint, any family or community ties that you'd like to mention.
All right. My name's John Darling. I'm an incumbent for the Sandpoint City Council. Born and raised here in Sandpoint, Idaho. I am a Navy veteran, graduated from Sandpoint High School, married to my wife and best friend of 23 years, and we have three children who have all been fortunate to be raised here in the city of Sandpoint or in the Sandpoint area. Super excited about serving the city council, if they'll have me, for four more years. Wasn't planning on running, but I wanted to make sure that the city had some viable options on election day when they came to vote.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a bit about your work experience and qualifications you think help you in your job as a city councilman.
Being a local business owner, I feel like I can offer the city fiscal responsibility just in business operations. I manage a staff of about 27 people, and so I feel like I'm a good, viable candidate for a manager, which essentially is what the city council is. Also served on the city of Pondere for 7 years prior to serving with the city of Sandpoint, and then served about 3.5 years with the city of Sandpoint.
Mm-hmm. And your company name?
My business name? Yeah. Sandpoint Furniture Carpet
yeah.
One.
Yeah, just in case people didn't know that. Yeah.
Sure.
So I'm also asking everybody this question. You're running for city council. How many city council meetings have you attended the past 2 years?
I actually cheated a little bit and listened to Joel's interview, so I anticipated that question. Going back and doing some simple math, I figure it's well over 260 meetings that I've accompanied.
That's what you get for being on city council for 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good chunk of time, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what are the biggest issues you identify for Sandpoint, and where do you stand on those?
Well, first off, I'd like to say that I'm absolutely proud of the way that the city staff has been overseeing and managing these crazy times in the city of Sandpoint. We're understaffed, but we're doing the best that we can with what we have. I know we have a few key positions that are going to be hired that are going to help streamline the building and development segment of the city of Sandpoint, but for the most part, they're doing a fabulous job. I think that now is a very prescient time in the way that the city is going to be formed through the buildings that are being built, the developments that are happening, and that's what really made me want to run for this final term of what I'm willing to commit to local politics. City of Sandpoint's on a turning page of what this town's going to look like in the next 4 to 8 years. We're going to see some very intriguing buildings being constructed, specifically in our downtown corridor. It's going to be reshaped and reformed, and I'd like an opinion on how that's developed. As far as issues, the city of Sandpoint is just going through growing pains, obviously, but I think I like to use the term workforce housing. It's very important to me, especially with being a business owner, that we have over 60 employees locally here. Workforce housing is key. And I wanted to point out there's a few local businesses, Schweitzer being one of them. They initiated a workforce housing project here in Sandpoint. I believe it was going to house approximately eight tenants. But those are the key situations that I'd like to see local businesses be a part of. And I think it's going to take some of the local businesses to step up and kind of help that happen. I believe that through some state and federal grant funding and some local private partnerships, some projects could come arise. I see some multifamily housing coming down the pipe that I think is going to offer some additional relief to workforce housing. So I'm super excited to see what's going to happen in the next 4 years on that. Streets and infrastructure is always key and important to me. I know that we've got a lot of streets to keep up with. We've got a plant and facility upgrade through the wastewater treatment facility that we're going to be working on. And I just want to be a part of that process.
Mm-hmm. Let's dig in a little bit more on the sewer plant. You mentioned that. Mm-hmm. What role does the city council have in helping take care of that kind of infrastructure problem?
Fiscal responsibility is probably the greatest. But when I came on council for this last term, we were right in the middle of the strategic planning for that. I was able to take the opportunity to tour the facilities in Post Falls and Coeur d'Alene and Spokane Valley, kind of see what other cities were doing. Originally, we had discussed moving and relocating it off the waterfront. That's what the engineer team had told us to do, was to relocate it. Now, the same engineering team's telling us to keep that site, how important that site is, and with technology evolving, that site is efficient enough to be able to produce the wastewater treatment facility for us for another 50-plus years, including growth.
At one point, there was a proposal to regionalize wastewater treatment, so it could even treat wastewater, say, from Ponderay. Were you on board the council when that decision was being made?
I was, and that was a very specific question that I asked specifically to our engineering team. Will this facility handle regionalization at a later date? And it was 100% yes that it would.
Hmm. Okay, any other issues you want to mention off the top?
Nothing I can think of. Thanks, Chris.
Okay, well, I have a couple of questions for you. So there's going to be a ballot question for city residents to vote on, asking if they will approve a 1% local option sales tax on purchases made in the city, and that money would be earmarked for parks and sidewalks. The city had an identical tax to that ran from 2015, expired in 2020, and that's the funding that built the grandstands at Memorial Field. Where do you stand on this newest proposal for a 1% local option tax?
Well, first off, I'm very proud to have been a part of the last local option tax and how that money was spent for War Memorial Field. I think it's just been an absolute amazing asset to our community. And so I hope that everybody sees the value in that as this comes on the ballot. I wasn't at the meeting to approve this to go to vote, but I am supportive of it. I believe give the power of the people to make the correct decisions, and I think that's the best government. That local option tax that's scheduled for a vote in November will facilitate a major plant and facility upgrade for our parks department and some sidewalks. Hopefully the community sees that the money was well spent in the last time and they decide to do it. I think it's imperative for the growth of our community to be able to have those parks and recreational areas that we just don't typically get the funding mechanisms for in traditional tax revenue.
Mm-hmm. And you're still pretty connected to Ponderay, of course, since you work there. And you were living there. They passed a 1% local option tax about a year and a half ago. How do you think they're doing with that?
It's been reported to me that things are going streamlessly. I think City of Ponderay was like 768 people at the time when I was back there being a part of the elections. It was a pretty big initiative for them to pass, and I think that they're doing. They're going to spend that money on the Field of Dreams, and then the railroad underpass to create public access to the lake for the city of Ponderay. So I couldn't think of a better way to spend, especially tax dollars that are generated through tourism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing. Ponderay is a waterfront city that's never been able to get to the waterfront. So
that's not a shame.
Yeah. You kind of touched on this, on growth, you know, and obviously we're hitting a lot of growth. How do you feel the city's done with planning and managing growth through their planning department? And I guess a more specific question was, are you satisfied with the comprehensive plan that helps guide this growth?
So I am. I believe the city's doing the best job that they can. I mean, physically, they are working at capacity, and I'm so proud of them and how they've circumvented going through that. I know that we've even had to go outside and subcontract some key initiative projects that have came up that have been outside of the city's wheelhouse. But with the right people in place, I think we're going to be able to continue to build the right team to facilitate the growth that's coming in.
Okay. More generally speaking, do you think the city council and the mayor have been taking the city in the right direction at present? Or is there anything you'd like to see them doing differently? And you're part of that team, of course.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you what, I'm blown away with the amount of work that goes behind the scenes in between council meetings. Our management department and our department heads, they are working every day on so many different initiatives that it's overwhelming. We get the top layer throughout the council meetings every few weeks as we meet. And I'm so proud of how they're administrating and working through all of the parts and pieces that come at a city on a daily basis, from police to fire to plant and facility to roads to parks department. It is a major, major workload for the team that we've got in place. So I think they're doing a fabulous job. I think city council is super collective. They're very considerate and kind. They're working very collaboratively together. I believe they're very unbiased and very respectful, because you're not always going to be able to agree on everything, but it is a very respectful approval and denial process as we move through these very rigorous procedures that we're working on. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, challenging times.
Yes, they are.
How do you feel the city's done in dealing with the COVID crisis?
Oh boy, I tell you what, I pray for the families and the businesses and the people that have been affected by COVID. It has been an absolutely crazy times. I believe that God's got his plan, and I'm really interested to see how things progress. I like the way that things are working towards people becoming more healthy, more awareness, and our community getting back a little bit closer to what we all hope to be. So I think the city has been very informed, very passionate about our community members, we just want to get the city and our residents back on track as fast as possible.
That's probably a good segue to my last question here. Things in the country and even locally have been badly politically polarized. How will you seek, and have you been seeking, to represent the whole of our population, even the folks that may not vote for you or may hold opposing opinions?
Just want to let them know that, I am very fair and unbiased individual. I'm here to represent the residents of the city of Sandpoint. I don't believe that there is any political attire at local government. Our job is to be fiscally responsible to the city of Sandpoint. We're to be efficient. We're to be able to streamline process and be fair and unbiased. And so I believe we're doing a good job at that.
John Darling, candidate for Sandpoint City Council and incumbent. How can voters learn more about you and get in touch with you if they had questions?
I'm going to apologize in advance. I won't be at the forum because of a different meeting that I've got, but they can email me any question that they have at jdarling sandpointidaho.gov. I'll do my best to reach out to you in the most timely fashion, but I encourage your questions, your thoughts, your concerns, and I want to be a viable candidate for you come election day.
And people can find a link to that email on the City at the Sandpoint website as
well. That's correct. Yeah.
Well, John, thanks for talking with us.
All right. Appreciate it, Chris. Thanks.